MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It's that time on the show when Chris Miller slides into the chair next to me and we start discussing all things Mac. Now, I was down in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and it was like old times for me at the Moscone Convention Center. They were just setting up for the Worldwide Developer Conference. Now, I didn't stick around for it, but there was Mac folk all over the place. What was the big news at the WWDC?
WWDC, big shot was iCloud.
Yes. Now, iCloud, which Apple's being sued for the name. We don't know if they'll be able to keep the name. Who knows? But then they
I'd almost always bet on Apple lawyers.
I think with the fact that they have an entire floor dedicated to them might help them out in this particular case. Let's talk about iCloud. Is it Mobile Me? Is it Mobile Me on steroids? Is Mobile Me going away? What's the deal?
Well, it's important to know the history on this one because, I mean, iCloud is replacing Mobile Me, which replaced .Mac, which replaced Mac Tools, mm-hmm. if you can remember far enough back for that. But it is going to cover what MobileMe covered to an extent. It is going to still be able to handle your email. It is going to still be 5 gigs in the cloud of storage. It is going to still be your main synchronization for your contacts, your calendars, that stuff. The big difference, and this is the one that people are really stoked about, it's free.
Mm. Oh, it's free?
It's free.
So it's because MobileMe used to be $99 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So iCloud is now free. Does it do the tracking of your iPhone and all those things that MobileMe did?
Find My Phone and all the other features still exist. The only place that there isn't, it doesn't seem to have the same compatibility, is with your web hosting. Mm-hmm. So if you're used to iWeb and having your web page hosted, I believe that's being discontinued.
Okay. So that's exciting news because a lot of people haven't used it because of the $100. But now it'll sync all of my contacts across my Mac, across my iPhone, across my iPad, that sort of stuff. So that's a big benefit.
Yeah, it's really going to be a game changer. The big deal for it is no longer are your devices having to be connected to your machine.
Oh, that's the in the when you go to enroll your iPhone or your iPad, you have to plug it into a computer to start it. You can't just start it.
Exactly.
Now you can start it.
Yeah, just as Steve Jobs said in the keynote, it's time to make your computer just another device. It doesn't have to be the central hub of your technology. You buy a phone or an iPod Touch or an iPad at a store, you pick it up, you can unlock it, activate it, and back it up on the device using iCloud. You do not need a computer any longer.
And when is iCloud going to be available to the general public?
It should come out when Lion launches next month.
So when Lion launches. Now, what about the music sharing capabilities of iCloud? Because that was the other big part of it. It's dealing with now us basically taking our music library and moving that to the cloud. What's the story there?
This is also going to be a big deal. Any music, A, purchased on iTunes, or B, that is recognizable by an iTunes library, which means if you burned it off a CD or if you took it off a record player or some form of legitimate means, it'll store and synchronize, I believe, up to 25,000 songs. And you can then you can grab it on your iPhone without having to sync it. You can grab it on an iPad or an iPod Touch. And you can even now, right this moment, before iCloud technically launches, you can go into your iPhone or iPad and see any app that you've ever bought on any of your devices and grab it without synchronizing it through a central hub.
Okay. So that just basically frees you up so that if you've got a lot of songs, you don't necessarily have to have that. You can't have them all on your iPhone because mm-hmm. your iPhone's going to be clogged up. This allows you access to all of your music at any time. You can just pull this playlist down when you need it, where you need it, on whatever device you want it on.
Yeah. Ain't it cool?
It sounds pretty cool. It's confusing because I think a lot of people are going to be a little bit afraid about the digital rights management because does that have the potential of being deeply ugly?
The DRM is pretty free on this one. It's as good as Apple could make it. They did sign a bunch of deals with the big four labels. And so any music in your library, as I said, that you got from a CD that you simply ripped to your library, iTunes will identify it and sync it to the cloud file of that file. Mm-hmm. So now there is a certain argument that it's sort of legitimizing piracy. For instance, if you simply downloaded a song and it's in your iTunes, that will also link up the same way.
Because some people have, I'm not saying anybody in this room.
No.
But they might have some music in their library that they don't remember where they got.
Yes, of course.
But it's kind of squatter's rights at this point. I don't really want those songs to leave. Anything that I have that plays on my iTunes right now will sync through.
Yeah, anything that matches iTunes library.
Okay.
Now, there are some of the indie labels aren't taking part in it, but all of the big ones, so EMI, Sony Music, so on and so forth, they have latched on.
Okay, so it's going to be very interesting, and it's going to be free, launching about the same time as Lion is launching, so it's going to be within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Exciting stuff. Chris Miller from MacStation for all of your Mac needs. MacStation might be the place you want to check out.
We'll see you there.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?